السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
say zakat, even this is the zakat. But Allah said, sadaqat, innama sadaqat, lil-fuqara'i wal-masakeen. There is any purpose for that? Yes, of course, a lot of purposes. Allah did not name it zakat, even this is zakat, but Allah named it a sadaqah, a donation, almost given. Why? Because the one who is paying zakat, the one who is trustful with himself and with his Lord, the one who is honest, because the zakat, you will do it by yourself. You do not need somebody to remind you. You do not need somebody to encourage you. You do not need somebody to count how much you're making every single year. It's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows. And this is the reason why Allah concluded the verse, Wallahu Alim, Hakim. Alim, he knows, all know. Hakim, all wise. Why? When we look at how Allah put in order, these are different type of people. And four of them in the first half of the verse, and the other four in the last half of the verse. And you will be amazed Subhanallah, when you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we might hear the verses so many times before, but we did not go in deep for the meaning and the interpretation of the verse. This verse, the only one verse, with the other verse in Surah An-Nisa, the chapter of women, that Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about money, about wealth. The verse of zakah and the verse of inheritance and mawarith was zakah. Only two verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained for us from heaven. No one is able to talk or to say his opinion in these two verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the zakah issue to pay zakah for a certain kind of people. But before we get this point, we need to understand why Allah did not call it zakah. Why Allah didn't say, innama zakatu for those and those. But He says, innama sadaqatu. To be sadiq with yourself, which is very important, because no one will figure out how much you're making every year. How your business doing in your life. This is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second purpose, even this is for non-Muslims, you know, our nature just to help others who in need. Even non-Muslims, they will help each other. And for us as a Muslims, even it's obligatory donation, but Allah will give us an idea. Even if you pay your zakah, you will have extra reward from Allah Azza wa Jal as a sadaqah. This is the reason why Allah named it sadaqat, and He did not name it zakah. One man came to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his name is Bashir. And he said, oh Rasulullah, I'm ready to be a Muslim, to accept Islam, to convert to Islam, but I have two conditions. And the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, bi abi anta wa ummi ya Rasulullah, he used to listen to people first, just to say, to see what they have in their heart. And he said, I will be a good Muslim, except I will not able to pay zakah because I'm a very stingy person. I love the money, to keep it. And I will not be able to fight, to do jihad, because I'm a very coward person. And the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he stretched his hand toward this brother, or toward this companion, the Bashir. And after he heard his condition, he took his hand back, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said to him, O Bashir, if you would love to be a Muslim and you are not able to pay zakah, and you're not able to fight for the sake of Allah, for what you will ask him for paradise? Subhanallah. Ala ma tas'al al-jannah. For what? For what purpose you asking Allah for paradise? If we are not able to pay zakah, if we are not able to struggle hard to defend Allah's religion, why are we asking Allah paradise? It will give us the idea that salah is very easy to perform. Siyam, it's very easy also. For some people, they prefer not to eat or drink for a while. And Hajj, also because everybody will help you out in the group and the caravan, you might feel comfortable, you might enjoy your Hajj, your pilgrimage. But for zakah, it's not easy, trust me. You will struggle hard. You will fight against yourself and against your shaitan to pay zakah. And this is up to you. No one will force you out. No one will put you on the spot. It's your decision and your time to show that you are honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we look at the four different kind of people, the first verse, the first half of the verse, Allah says, innama sadaqatu lil. The lam in Arabic language, to own, to feed tamlik, means these four kind of people, they will own the money. It will be their money right away when we give them zakah. Innama sadaqatu lil fuqara, for poor. And the faqir, the one who has nothing. Wal masakin, and miskin, the one who has some, but it's enough for him and his family. والعاملين عليها, the employed to gain the funds or to maintain the funds, والمؤلفة قلوبهم, the one who has heart inclined towards Islam or towards Iman, even Muslim or non-Muslims, we will give them from zakah money to soften their hearts. Even some scholars, they mention even the enemies of Islam, to give them just to stop them hating Islam and Muslims. Subhanallah. This is the plan by Allah's plan. And He described exactly the one who is able to receive zakat, to be eligible for zakat. And the other four people or ways of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with the fee. And Allah says, وفي الرقاب. It's not للرقاب. When we hear that, we have to say لا إله إلا الله, because the religion that Allah revealed for us, it came from the one who Latif, Khabir, the one who is Alim, Hakim, Almighty Allah. And the other half of the verse, Allah says, وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَالِمِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. These are different than the first four people. وَفِي means it's not for them, it's only to make easy for their conditions. وَفِي الرِّقَابِ, to set free the slaves or captives, set them free, to pay the money to help them out, to have freedom, to be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anytime. And this is the idea. وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ. الْغَارِمِينَ, the one who has debt and he is not able to pay it off. He is eligible to take from zakah money to pay his loan or his debt. Took a loan for himself, or if he took a loan for somebody else, the one who get involved into the situation to resolve the problem between two brothers, and he paid the money from his own money, he is eligible to take the money from zakah to pay off the debt that he has. وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Also, سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in Muslim countries, الجهاد في سبيل الله, struggling for the sake of Allah, to fight, to defend Allah's religion. But in non-Muslim countries, في سبيل الله, it will be more in general. Any kind of benefit for Muslim society, it will be for سبيل الله. Like masajid, to build the masajid, or to maintain the masajid, to run the masajid in correct way, with the correct way, to keep them clean and running all the time, or Islamic schools, or the hospitals for Muslim communities. Our scholars, they mention, we are able to pay zakah from our zakah toward these buildings, mosques, Islamic schools, hospitals, because in our Muslim countries, the governments will take care of this point. But in non-Muslim countries, who will take care of the masajid? You and me. And this is the idea. If we stop paying zakah for the masajid or Islamic school, they might go out of business. We will help them to shut down the masajid and the Islamic schools. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want from Muslim community or Muslim societies. وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. But just to be careful, the zakah not for the one who is running the masjid or the one who is running the Islamic school. Unless if he is in needy condition, or he is a poor, or he has the qualifications that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the previous people that Allah mentioned in the verse. وابن السبيل, that the one who is traveler and he get lost, he has no enough money to go back to his country or his town. He is eligible to take the money from zakat to go back to his town, even if he is rich. But in his situation that he has no idea how to go back to his country or to his place. These are eight different kinds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to pay zakat for them. Just, I choose the topic for today because of our annual fundraising dinner tomorrow. We have our fundraising tomorrow, and this is information for everybody in West Michigan. You know, we need really to stand up and to help out the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Islamic school. And if we have any other building, really, Muslim society get benefit from this building, we need to support them and we need to help them out to maintain their buildings and to stay firm. Because the masajid as a landmark in the town or in the place. And this is the place that all people really will go to learn and to help themselves and to help them, their children, to be a good Muslims in their life. And we have to look at this verse with the deep eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these eight different kind of people. And out of Allah's wisdom that He made some of us rich and some of us in needy condition. Why? Why Allah did not create all of us rich people and just to be out of this headache? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wisdom that He made some of us rich and some of us not rich, to put rich people and even needy people in trials to test them, to see how they will handle their situations. The iman, the faith, has two parts. One part is a shukr, to be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the second part is a sabr, to be patient, to have patience in your life. When we look at rich people and poor people, they have to have both of them. For rich people, they have to be thankful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them. It's not our money, it's Allah's money, but Allah named it under our names. You know, just to help us to feel that we worked hard and we gained the money, it's our money. It's okay. Let us say it's our money, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the wealth that He gave us. And we have to be thankful. And how about the other half of the faith? To be patient. When you choose to give zakah, it's not easy. I mentioned the hadith in the beginning. It's not easy job. You have to struggle hard against yourself and against your shaitan, against your qareeb. It's not easy job. Because they used to say, the wealth is the brother of the soul. Al-mal, akhul ruh. It's not easy just to give the money, unless if you really trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you realize that Allah gave you and you will treat people in the same way that Allah treated you. But not everybody has the same mentality. And for rich people, when they pay zakat and they need to struggle hard, they need to push themselves for work to pay zakat. And what? They will deal with the patience in their life. They will have a shukr and a sabr. How about the people in needy condition? They are sabirin already because they are struggling in their life. They have sabr in their life. When the rich people will give them some, and they have to be thankful, and they have to return back to the rich people to say, thank you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and your wealth and your family and your children. May Allah bless your family and your children. And this is the mentality that we need to learn today. And they are sabirin already. When they get some from rich people, they have to be thankful. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من لا يشكر الناس لا يشكر الله. The one who is not able to thank and people for what they did for him, he will not be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the idea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the end of the chapter of repentance, verse number 103, that Allah told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, خذ من أموالهم, take some money from their wealth. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها. سبحان الله. Some people would say, I have 100,000. If I pay to 2,500, you know, I will lose 2,500. But you don't know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promises us, when we pay zakah, He will increase us, and He will purify our hearts and our souls, and will purify our wealth. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. And we need to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Invoke for them. Make supplication for them. Pray for them. Why? Because your prayer, your invocation, your supplication as a source of security for them. Allahu Akbar. And this is the reason when we collect the donation every year, we try to make supplication for everybody. And this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the way of the Quran that he taught us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, when somebody did something for you or for the sake of Allah, you have to be thankful. You have to appreciate what he or she did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will announce it today, inshallah, for our fundraising tomorrow. But with the second khutbah, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، تحدثت إليكم في الخطبة الأولى حول قول الله سبحانه وتعالى إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم، وقلت أن الله عز وجل لم يسميها زكاة مع أنها زكاة، هي الفريضة. الزكاة أخت الصلاة، لكن الله سماها صدقة. لماذا؟ لأن الله يعلم ما في قلوب الناس وما في قلوب البشر، فهي زكاة. ومع ذلك إذا أديت زكاة مالك أخذت أجر الزكاة، وأخذت علاوة على ذلك أجر الصدقة لسبيل الله سبحانه وتعالى. فالله يعلم القلوب، فهو علام الغيوب. فسماها الله صدقة لأنها دليل على صدق المزكي مع نفسه ومع ربه، لأنه لا يجرؤ أحد أن يعرف هل أخرجت زكاة أموالك أم لا. إذا تحدثت إلى إنسان يقول أنا أرسلت زكاتي إلى البلاد، خلاص هو بينه وبين الله عز وجل، فأنت لا تتبع خطواته ولا تأمره بفعل شيء هو لا يطيقه. فهذا دليل على صدق العبد مع ربه سبحانه وتعالى. أنت تعرف كم عندك من الدخل وكم عندك من المال، ومتى يجب عليك إخراج الزكاة. وهذا واجب على المسلمين أن يتعلموه، لا ينتظرون لأحد يذكرهم به، فهو من تمام دينهم ومن تمام عقيدتهم. فإن الزكاة أخت الصلاة، فإنه سهل على الناس أن يصلون أو يصومون أو يحجون أو ينطقوا شهادة الإسلام، لكن صعب عليهم أن يخرجوا زكاة أموالهم. ولذا بين الله عز وجل من فوق سبع سماوات أن الزكاة مقسمة إلى أصناف ثمانية، وبدأ في الأربعة الأول باللام إنما الصدقات للفقراء. فقال العلماء اللام في اللغة العربية تفيد التمليك، فبمجرد أن يأخذ الفقير أو المسكين المال أصبح ماله. لكن في الأربعة الأخرى في هذه الآية بدأ الله بحرف الجر في، وفي الرقاب والغارمين، وفي سبيل الله. فقالوا هذه الأربعة لا يمتلكون المال، بمعنى أننا ندفع الأموال لعتق الرقاب أو لسداد ديون المدين أو في بناء المساجد والمدارس، لا ندفعها لمن يقومون على هذه المصالح، لا ندفعها للعبد لنفسه، إنما ندفعها ليعتق رقبته من العبودية. لا ندفعها للمدين لنفسه، إنما ندفعها للدائن لمن له المال. لا ندفعها لابن السبيل لنفسه حتى يغتني، إنما ندفعها لتكاليف سفره لرجوعه إلى بلده. وهذه حكمة من الله عز وجل. الفرق بين بداية الآية ونهايتها، بدايتها بدأت باللام تفيد التمليك، ونهايتها بدأت بالفي بحرف الجر في. فنحن ندفع الأموال في مصالحهم، في إعمار المساجد، في بنيان المساجد، في عتق الرقاب، في دفع الدين عن المدين. وهذه حكمة الله عز وجل. يعني حتى نفهم القضية، لأنه بعض الإخوة تحدث إلي وهو كان في شك، هل يجوز دفع الزكاة في بنيان المساجد أو إعمار المساجد أو بنيان المدارس الإسلامية؟ أقول كما قال العلماء أنه في بلاد غير المسلمين يجوز إدفاع دفع الزكاة في بنيان المساجد، في إعمار المساجد، في تنظيف المساجد، في بنيان المدارس الإسلامية التي تعلم الناشئة أمور دينهم والأخلاق الحميدة عن نبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم. حتى في المستشفيات الخاصة بالمسلمين، طالما أنها تخدم المجتمع المسلم فيجوز إدفاع دفع الزكاة فيها ابتغاء مرضات الله سبحانه وتعالى. تحدثت عن هذا الأمر لأن العشاء الخيري لغرب مشكة يكون غدا إن شاء الله السبت 17 من فبراير الساعة 5 مساء. هذا العشاء لوجه الله سبحانه وتعالى، لكل المسلمين في الجنة. فينبغي علينا أن نعيد حساباتنا مرة تلو مرة، أننا ما نفعله ليس إرضاء لشخص من الناس أو لعين من الناس، إنما نفعله إرضاء لرب الناس سبحانه وتعالى. أن نكون صادقين مع أنفسنا، نزيل الخلافات، نضع الخلافات جانبا، لأننا الآن في مركب واحدة، فإذا أخرقناها غرقنا جميعا. لكن ينبغي علينا أن نكون فطناء أزكياء، نبتغي وجه الله سبحانه وتعالى. فمن عمل عملا في هذه الدنيا يبتغي به وجه الله كان من الفائزين في الدنيا والآخرة. فهذا ما أريد أن أركز عليه، ليست العبرة بكم سندفع من الأموال، لكن العبرة ما هي نياتنا حينما دفعنا أموالا لوجه الله سبحانه وتعالى. هذا هو المبتغى وهذا هو المرتجى، أن تكون نياتنا خالصة لوجه الله، وأن نشارك على قدر استطاعتنا، لا يرغمنا أحد على فعل شيء. هذا تكرما وتفضلا من إخواننا الموسع عليهم في أرزاقهم، لأنهم من الممكن أن يمنعوا صدقاتهم وأن يمنعوا نفقاتهم ويضعونها في مكان آخر، هذا لهم. لكن من يكون لهذا المسجد ومن يكون لهذه المصالح التي تعم جميع المسلمين حتى غير المسلمين في هذه المنطقة؟ فالله أسأل أن يبصرنا بعيوبنا وأن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسن، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. Just I will clarify some points quickly before we making salah. Tomorrow inshallah our fundraising dinner, it will start at 5 p.m. We have a guest speaker from outside and we have a very unique program, education program for our children. I will put my children over there inshallah tomorrow. The door is open around 4:30 at Islamic school, the weekend Islamic school. The address is very clear for everybody. If you do not know the address, we have the address located everywhere in the masjid. You can take the address and drop your children off over there inshallah from 4:30 before the dinner time, and come here, you know, just to enjoy your dinner, enjoy the speech from the speaker tomorrow inshallah azza wa jal. Have a good time to socialize with your brothers and the sister. They will socialize with each other also inshallah azza wa jal. The school will be open from 4:30 p.m. until 8:30 till after dinner inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God, please, when you come to the masjid, You know, drop your children over there and come to the masjid. Have peace of mind. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your dinner. Enjoy the speech for tomorrow, inshallah. And help the administration of the masjid. And help the youth squad to serve you in very nice way, in very kind way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Wa jazakumullahu khayran wa aqimus salah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Qad qamatis s-salah. Qad qamatis s-salah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Istaghfiru. Tarasu wa'tadilu. Allahu akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها وفي الرقاب إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله والله عليم حكيم ومنهم الذين يؤذون النبي ويقولون هو أذن قل أذن خير لكم يؤمن بالله ويؤمن للمؤمنين يؤمن بالله ويؤمن للمؤمنين ورحمة للذين آمنوا منكم والذين يؤذون رسول الله لهم عذاب أليم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصلي عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم والله سميع عليم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just very quick announcement, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a reminder for all of us, female and male, adult and the children. This is, you know, our duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to participate in the dinner tomorrow to support our masjid, to support the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dinner will start at 5 p.m. tomorrow downstairs here in the masjid. Inshallah, we have business speaker from Michigan University, inshallah.
Michigan State.
Michigan State. Jazakallah khair. Just the request that, that we ask to drop your children over there at the school, Islamic school, weekend school. Just let them enjoy their time. They have very good program for the children from 3 years old to 10 years old. They will be there in the other building, inshallah. They have their own program. We have almost 10 sisters. They are not more than. They will take care of the children over there, inshallah.
We will
at the school, inshallah. And they have their own food. They have their own order over there. Just come here to enjoy your dinner, to enjoy the speech, and to have a good time for socialization with your brothers and the sisters, with each other, inshallah. This is tomorrow. Please help the administration out and help youth squad out to serve you tomorrow, inshallah, and just help them out and not to make a lot of difficulties for them. Jazakumullahu khairan. The address is outside, inshallah, and if you are able to come tomorrow, just come, inshallah, to participate with your brothers and sisters. If you are not able, just don't forget to send your gift for Allah's house with a check or money order or whatever you are able to do. This is your contribution, inshallah, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to be included with the people. They will receive the supplication like the Quran taught us. تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصلي عليهم. Make supplication for them, and just to make sure you will be included with the list. They will receive the supplication for tomorrow, inshallah. If you are not able to do in one of these ways, just you can go online. And for the website of the masjid, www.grmasjid.com, and that time, not today,
tomorrow inshallah and make your gift and you give your donation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to receive the supplication tomorrow inshallah. Don't forget inshallah just to have sincere intention for the sake of Allah. Whatever you will pay, this is a gift from you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not looking about the quantity, we are looking about the quality. One more announcement, inshallah. Tomorrow we do not have halakat tajweed after Fajr. We will have it on Sunday, inshallah, after Fajr with the breakfast. It will be Sunday, not Saturday. And the last announcement, we have one sister, you know, brother Maqsood Nadeem, his sister, she passed away last Friday. Her name is Nazreen. Tahir, Zareen Tahir, inshallah, and we're gonna make dua for her. May Allah admit her in the highest level in paradise. May Allah accept her among the salihin, among the pious, among righteous people. Allahumma ameen. As Allah Azza wa Jalla an yaghfir laha wa an yarhamaha wa an yuskinaha fasiha jannatihi bi rahmatihi. Innahu huwa arham rahimin. You know, she's the aunt of brother Hamza Nadeem, is the member of the youth squad. And inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive her. And may Allah give her family a sabr, a patience, inshallah, patience, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. See you tomorrow, inshallah. Make your intention and make your niyyah to attend, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be rewarded from Allah Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, one right.